And now your second hour of Hollywood Connections with Don Reese and Yvonne Madison. Take it away.
And we're back. And it's 7:06. We're on our second hour of Hollywood Connections. Super exciting show this hour, Yvonne. And in the meantime, I have another artist that is in the house. You were on the day that lightning struck our clock tower.
Yes, ma'am. That's the first time.
Yeah. I know. So we're actually having, you know, back on live feed. You can actually see you live around the world on TanTalk1340.com.
That's fantastic.
Say hi to everybody.
Hello.
Right, wave. Wave, hi.
How you doing?
So tell everybody your name.
My name is Rada, a.k.a. Doug Angel.
Right. And also you are directing a film coming up.
Yes, ma'am.
And you also have some music that we're about to airplay.
Yes, yes. That is pretty much my first project. I got a special treat for you. I have a song that we're going to play called Thug Poetry. It's very melodic. And then we're also going to play, we're going to play about, you know, a minute and 30 of it. And then on the second song, which I am giving out a free mix CD volume, it's going to be 3 volumes per year. That's what we're going to start. And it's, you can actually go on the site and download free music. There's no charge whatsoever. So, it's also an artist development group, to prepare artists for the majors as well. And it also gives a bio and the movie that's coming soon. Now, the, website is, Rada, aka ThugAngel.com. And all you have to do is click the blue button once the site appears on your phone. It's mobile friendly. You can Bluetooth it. It's really nice. That's Rada. That's R-I-D-A, a.k.a. ThugAngel.com. And when you see that, it's real simple. It can tell you everything about me.
Okay. And also, let's go to his music, Peter. We're going to play. What song are we playing?
Thug Angel.
Thug Angel. All right. You're live also on Facebook.
No puedo vivir. ¿Podemos hablar? Dime lo que estás pensando. Habla.
Blood on my blood, pain on my pain, sweat on my sweat, flesh on my flesh, blood on my blood, pain on my pain, pain on my pain.
Hola, mi amor, te necesito en mi vida ahora mismo. Quiero estar contigo, no puedo vivir sin ti. ¿Podemos hablar? Dime lo que estás pensando. Habla.
I'm blessed, you, my royal highness, meet your majesty. A noble man, come and walk with me to foreign lands, to hold in hands, to expand, to test the sky over mountains and great lands. On thrones, united as we stand at home. Togetherness, we'll never be apart. Our love is too strong, our love is too potent. Together as once, we become mixed like two love potions. A beautiful match, once committed, the seal is never broken, but never shame or gain. No, may we argue, disagree, and make love to ease the pain. Destroy lust, we maintain to keep everything sustained. We came to a solution and start producing a plane to keep the legacy for our love to exist to infinity. I thank God for bringing the queen to me. You my pride and joy, you my reality. Bring now us, you got me going crazy, crazy.
Hola, mi amor. Te necesito en mi vida ahora mismo.
A little bit of Ciroc, a little bit of weed.
Quiero estar contigo.
You know what I'm talking about.
No puedo vivir sin ti. ¿Podemos hablar? Dime lo que estás pensando.
Guys coming up to you all the time.
Baby, ooh, You ever seen an angel?
You cracked my world. Touched by your smile, you spoke to the prince with diamonds and pearls. Extravagante, let me come inside your world. Independent woman waiting on the 66, trying to feed your son, grinding hard to make ends meet. Conflicted, you just left your man because he was trying to bring you down. Way, way down to his feet. Big angel came to tell you it's a facade.
Okay, so that was your, you wrote that?
Yeah, most definitely.
That's awesome, because a lot of people want to know, you know, do you write your own music and so forth? And what's your website?
My website is RIDAAKAThugAngel.com. Okay. And what that was is actually, so people don't get it twisted, is that that's an actual mix CD. The vocal part, as far as the rapping part, is, you know, when people do mix CDs, they actually use, you know, industry artist sounds and stuff like that. But the actual vocal lyrical part was my lyrics and piled into that. They make instrumentals and things of that nature that you could always pull off of YouTube. As long as you're not selling the material and without giving the composers, without giving them credit, you know, you won't get in trouble. So, but the mixed CDs naturally are made to, you know, attract the listener to go back to your original material. You know, so that's what you call a mixed CD. But everything else, you know, compiled as far as the vocal part, you know, now the singing, of course, it goes with the song, but the actual vocal part of the rapping, you know, the rhythmic flow is, you know, my material.
That's amazing. Also, too, as you're working on a film and you want to do some casting, and where do people get in touch with you? That's the next thing that you're working on.
That's a great question. If you, Ms. Dawn Reese, if you was to type in RIDA, AKA Thug Angel, .com,
right.
You actually be able to go on the actual site, and there's a blue box.
Okay.
Click the blue box, and it will say contact me. You can actually join Thug Angel if you want to be a part of the artist development or the casting that we're doing for this film. It's a great window of opportunity to receive credit score of being a part of some of the production. We just now got someone to come in. He's 18 years old, and we're mentoring him as well and preparing him for the majors. So that was really exciting. He actually did his song a couple of days ago and got 172 hits on YouTube so far.
Wow, that's awesome. Because, yeah, you know, you're also guiding that and helping a lot of people in,
yes,
the world.
Yes.
Well, we're excited to have you here, and I'm glad that the internet is working so you can tell all your friends. What would you like to tell your friends worldwide, live on the internet?
Thug Angels is coming. The angels are here, and we're bringing positive music, so get ready, you know, without the malarkey and the profanity and degradingness of females and stuff. It's something to uplift you and motivate you, so stay listening.
You have a question.
Yeah, how hard is it to rap or... Yeah, rap.
Well, that's a good question. There is rap, there is hip hop, there is spoken words, there's all types of forms of rap, and I'm glad that you asked that question. It depends on the person. It depends on how you're able to read music, how you're able to compile music together in a rhythmic scheme. It's pretty much elementary. Sometimes people might find it hard to rap, you know. So you have rappers and you have lyrical poets as well.
Yes, tell me a little bit about your background. I know it's very interesting.
Far as the depth of my background, I started, you know, before I came to Florida. You know, I grew up in the town of Estes County. I am now a Florida native, but I grew up in the town of Essex County in North New Jersey and went to a charter school that was a school of the arts. And what we did was in a routine that we actually did screenwriting plays, theatrical movements, far as poetry, writing, all those things at a very young age. And I progressed. I moved further to the South. As I got older and went to college, I actually became one of the founders of Spoken Words at St. Paul's College, which is officially closed now in Lawrenceville, Virginia. And from that, I took my music from a guy from Morehouse, inspired me to put everything on, CD and create a musical sound because my lyrical content was very strong. So I did Spoken Words and poetry for about a good 12 years, but I was in the School of Arts for a while as well.
That sounds wonderful. Yeah. The reason why I ask that question is because I'm from the old school, and you remind me of the last poet. You remind me of that.
Thank you very much. That is an honor. If people don't know who they are, they are the pioneers, the first pioneers of hip-hop, of spoken words and telling about the world. My music is based on my website is Love, War, and Politics. And we don't have no personal attack on far as the politics. It's just basically, in layman's terms, current events of what's going on.
Well, in that respect, almost everything that we do and say, you could put it in some type of political form.
Exactly.
In that respect.
The only problem is that, no one's always politically correct, so you kind of have to watch what you say because the powers that be. Mm-hmm. But, as long as you touch on domestic issues and certain things of what you see and how you feel without any personal attack, then you're pretty much fine.
I just want to say I really, truly enjoy your poetry.
Thank you very much.
And we're going to be back because we have another VIP guest on the line, and we're going to change seats, and we have Marty. He's calling from South Florida. Are you there, Marty?
Hello, everyone. Yes, hi. I'm here.
It's a pleasure to have you back on the air. Of course, we're 2 FM, 3 AM. And let me introduce Marty here. If you can see this here, he's the owner-operator of the Thespian Rose Theater. And he also is a casting director and a talent agent. And Marty, you are just rocking it in South Florida. And we want to thank you for coming back on the air. And we have talent in the house with
thank
us.
You.
And are you looking for talent at this time?
I'm always looking for talent.
I know.
all types of talent. It's kind of like a revolving door, I like to get the newbies, and then once they're like prepped and they're booking galore, then they always move up west, and then I lose the good talent, and then I have to start all over. So, absolutely, I'm always looking for talent.
And tell everybody what you've been casting for, and a little background about you, what you've been doing.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. I have been, in terms of my agency, I have been so busy. I've been booking a lot of talent, speaking roles on a show called Top Shotters. It's a show that's going to be airing on, I believe, I don't want to be wrong. I could be wrong. I believe it's going to air on HBO because it's a very risque type of show. It's like an urban show. It's very... Let's put it like this, very graphic. It's going to have lots of South Florida actors, which is a change because usually, I don't know if you're familiar, but usually when we get shows down here, it's usually for extra work or under five, but all the actors are being cast here from South Florida. And I'm proud to say that I've cast a lot of my talent on speaking roles on that show. So I've been quite busy with that. I've been busy with lots of castings. I'm working on a casting for MTV right now. Spanish MTV, and as a cast director, I'm presently casting, can't really talk too much about it, but it's a full feature film in Tampa. They cast the locals over there, and of course, they always come to me for the hard stuff. So they're like, hey, Marty, we know you know a lot of celebrities. We're looking for some horror genre actors. So right now, I already got one horror actress attached to the film, and I'm working on another big name horror genre actor to attach to the film. So hopefully I get to close the contract with the celebrity.
So that will be in Tampa.
In Tampa, yes.
Wow. Well, yeah. You also have an urban show that you're working on. We have another actor here in the house, too. You just heard him on the air. I'm going to send his photos over to you, as well as Yvonne.
Okay.
And I also have Calvin. Calvin, tell Marty your age.
My age is 11.
And he's an actor. He was just in his first little kind of extra work over the weekend.
Yep, pretty much. And, yeah, I want to see if I can get into a movie or a show that if you can...
He wants to know if you take his age group.
Yeah.
I take every age. I really do. Just recently, I had to help the casting director for print work. And you're going to love this one. I had some of my children had to be submitted for print. Now, the doozy to all this is that one of my little girls, her father, she didn't find out until, this was actually, she shot yesterday. She didn't find out that her father was Ricky Martin. How do you like that? It was for
Prince. Oh, my God. Like, surprise.
That'd be fun.
Like, her mom was like, oh, my God, I love you, Marty. I love you, Marty. She was like, Ricky Martin played her father. I was like, oh, wow, that's just great. And, you know, he's such a nice guy, really humble guy. So, when you know, I'm always looking for children as well, print, commercial, TV. And what's the young man's name once again?
Calvin Lopez.
That's right.
Calvin. Okay. Calvin, are you presently taking any, Calvin, are you presently taking any classes?
Classes as in school? Yes.
What, in the acting
classes, I'm sure.
No, not really.
That's okay. He's actually been in our workshop for being a reporter, but
I was going to say. Good. He's in your class, Don.
Right, but he needs to be in your class, too.
He needs to be in my class, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, for journalism.
Yeah, I always recommend, it's not just for the little ones, obviously, even for the adults, even celebrities, whenever they're not working, they either have a coach or they take classes to brush up, obviously. So it's just a little pointer, you know. I would see, you know, seek out some acting. You know, this is advice for Calvin. So that way he can see if he really enjoys it. And they'll teach him, you know, techniques that he needs to know. You know, it's not just techniques in terms of acting, but also etiquette on set. Yes. I think extra work is really a good start for you because you get to see all the dynamics that go on with the crew, with the actors. So, do you like doing extra work?
Sure.
So that'll be something you'd like to do.
Okay, that's good.
Now, are you also teaching any workshops for the youth as well over in South Florida?
I used to. I don't know if Dawn remembers, but I started because I used to teach acting. Right. I had an acting school in South Beach. And it was, even though the office space was really small, I had over 80 students. Ranging from children all the way to seniors. And what happened was I decided, well, hey, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to branch out and get my own agency because I had casting directors come in and I did a talent showcase. And they said, hey, you know what, Marty, you know what you're doing. You teach really well. And, you know, I suggest for you to get your own license. And then I opened my talent agency. And then the rest has been history. From the talent agency, I have branched out into casting as a cast director, which I really enjoy a lot. I think that's the thing I enjoy the most.
And you're really good. Casting. Yeah, you're really good at it, too. You know, like Yvonne, she's in her 80s. She doesn't look like it. And she's gorgeous. And my co-host and my Miss Florida Diva. You know, and I'm telling her to get out there and get to people like you as well. Now, I know Susie has actually a daughter, too, that's here. And we have other actresses that have taken from Ruth Eckert Hall, and they're asking me on Facebook Live, now, can you give your phone number, your website? How did they submit to you?
I am a very humble agency.
I know.
What I mean by humble, I take risks. I like to mold my actors. Mm-hmm. I truly believe anyone can just submit actors to a casting. I think sometimes, you know, and my lovely booking agent, I wanted to give her a little shout out if I could, Charlotte Adams. She's lovely. I couldn't do my agency without her. She's been a breath of fresh air for the past 6 months. She's been helping me because sometimes I want to go cuckoo. But nonetheless, you know, as I was saying, you have to pretty much be willing to mold the actor. How do you get one actor from an extra to actually branch out to a supporting actor or a principal actor? Well, obviously classes, obviously getting your feet wet. What do I mean by that? Sometimes you have to do pro bono stuff, independent films, student films. There's a lot of great student films out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always, you know, looking for new talent. So I think the only pet peeve I have with South Florida sometimes is that they don't want to do things unless it's money involved. But come on, what's the best thing aside from training is actually being on set and getting hands-on experience as
that's
an actor,
true.
Actress.
That's so true.
That's wonderful.
So,
you know, Marty,
I think
that's wonderful. That's awesome, because I even had a friend. I remember Sarah Parker. She used to be a talent agent back in West Palm, and she ended up buying a bed and breakfast in Costa Rica. And, you know, so cool, because she talked to me last night. She goes, Don, you know, you offer so much for the youth. Mm-hmm. You know, they come on, and they train, and they're meeting film directors, and they're out there doing a lot of things in show business that you open the door of opportunity. I'm not an agent or a casting director. Of course, I help with some stuff at HSN. They could do trade-offs. Mm-hmm. But the main thing is to teach these kids to get out on the red carpet, to meet their person that can help their career.
Yes.
You know, and I even sent a reporter to you, and that was fabulous,
right.
And we need to update that. But, you know, they're asking me, you know, how what do you need? A headshot. Do you need a demo reel? What do they need to send you, and where, and your phone number? I'm getting a ton of people asking me that.
Oh, that's great. Okay, well, times are changing now. They really are. Not that it's not necessary to have headshots. Absolutely, it is. But I'm noticing more and more when I send talent, they no longer want the headshots. The reason is because they're putting everyone in digital. So what they do is they save them. They save their profile. So whatever the agent that they have listed, they keep a record of that. So another thing is, it's the same thing with the websites. They've become obsolete for talent agencies because all the major casting directors and clients, they use casting networks. So everyone has, since they have casting networks.
And that's huge. I know. I agree with you.
Yeah.
You know,
So with the casting network, it's free to the talent. And that's a great way to showcase yourself because you upload some great photos, okay. I believe the first photo is free, and if you upload any additional photos, obviously, which is something you want to do, or if you want to have acting demo reels on your profile casting network, it's really great because when the agent submits you, that goes to the cast director and the client, and it sells you. So that's one thing. Another thing is I know a lot of parents don't have money for headshots. I've always said if you got a digital camera and if you could get a nice, solid background, and as long as the lighting's really good, you can take some nice headshots of the child, and then you can just, you know, print them out at Home Depot, believe it or not. That's another option.
I'm always trying
to find ways to help the parents and the talent.
Yeah, because the investment is not always rewarded right away.
Right. Uh-huh. They think it's overnight McDonald's drive-through order famous, and it's a lot of training, a lot of getting out there, taking those classes, even if you're in a local theater company. And, you know, that's important. Now, did you say, is there castingnetwork.com? Is that something that you were, I'm just kind of reiterating back?
Yes, when my talent come on board, what I basically do is I direct them to a phone number where they call. It's with Casting Networks.
Okay.
I give them my agency code.
Right.
Once they get my agency code, they'll put them under my agency. So they just got to basically fill out whatever information, whatever photos they need to do. And then they have a profile. They have a free profile. So whenever I have a casting, like for instance, the one I told you the one I had for the print, then basically I submit all the talent that fit the specs. The cast director gets it, or the client, and then they say, hey, Marty, I want to see Calvin. I want to see Maria. I want to see Jonathan. And then I contact all the talent, and I send them to the casting. So that's why I'm telling you, things, you know, times are changing. I remember when I first started the agency over 8 years ago, it was pretty much website. You had to have a website because you had to show it to them. Or you had to contact talent via email. Now it's not done because casting networks, you just email. You could do like a group email and send it to all the talent and do a blast.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's very convenient, and all the cast directors used it. You know, Alan Jacoby, Ed Arenas. You know, they all use casting networks now.
Now, also too, as we have our sports director here and our producer, and do you ever use people that are in the sports industry? You know, maybe sports announcers. Peter, say hello.
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes I get stuff for hosts. I need hosts. Or it depends on what it is.
Hey, how you doing? This is Peter Blake, host of the most entertaining sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area on Saturday afternoons. The only local FM sports talk show from 3 to 5 in the Tampa Bay area. I'm Peter Blake, giving you something to think about.
I think he's auditioning for you.
Well done.
All right, Peter, you sold me already. There you go. Uh-huh. It was so great. I thought it was an automated message. I mean, that's how good it was.
But Marty, I'd like to make you a little part of the show. You know, if you can call in and give some advice maybe once a week as well, I think that would be a good asset to the show.
I would love to. Absolutely. Well, I'm down for that. Some. Absolutely. If I can educate and mold talent, you know, so they can go. You know, the thing is, I'm so tired of everyone saying we don't have good talent here in South Florida.
Oh.
I'm constantly fighting to prove them wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the only way we can do that is if the South Florida talent do their due diligence and be professional. Show up on set. Train if you need training. Do your independent films. Build your resume. Don't have extra work all over that resume. You got to get rid of that extra work. Extra work is good to work, you know, and get to know people. But if you have extra work all over your resume, you know, I could submit talent to I'm Blue in the Face, but if the casting director sees extra work all over plastered on the resume, they're not going to give me time slots for them to audition. So it's just transitioning, as I said, transition from an extra to a supporting / principal player.
So anybody,
that's what I try to.
Yeah, so like anybody in the area from here, from Tampa, Clearwater, that you could still work with them, but you know, they do have to drive. I used to drive my son all the way, you know, back and forth at one time. So there is a little bit of distance, of course. Is that something,
right.
Or are you still just, you know, everything's digital now, of course, that you can send over and they can get booked off of that?
Well, the other wonderful thing is I have talent in Tampa and Clearwater, even Georgia. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I get stuff where they get to do video auditions. And I have gotten talent booked on video auditions. So once they're booked, they're willing to commute because it's guaranteed money for them.
Okay.
So that's another option. And I do have a lot of talent in Tampa and Clearwater.
Oh, nice.
So,
well,
yeah.
I know I'm getting the comments from Susie for her daughter, and we'll hook her up. I just sent her the link, so you're going to get a lot of people adding you as well. And do you have any questions for Marty, talent agent, casting director? Anything? How about bands? You have a husband that has a band.
I do actually have a husband in a band. Do you do musical talent?
I do that too. In fact, I booked a band for one of Pitbull's music. Pitbull music video. I actually helped my good friend Ed Arenas, as you know, he's a big wig cast director. And he came to me because whenever they need specialty talent, they come to me. They need drag queens or they need this, they need that. They were like, Marty, I know you got all this. So he came to me and sometimes, yeah, I needed a band for a Pitbull music video. And I always need everything. I sometimes need clowns.
Mm-hmm.
I need aerialists. I need everything. Magicians, belly dancers, I want to be politically correct, little people, as they call them now. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, everything you could think of, I'm always looking for.
Well, and also, too, is if you happen to have a casting, do they have to be signed with you? Or let's say if you're doing a casting, like I know that, you know, one of my dear friends, she passed away back in the days. Sherry Reichert was a top talent agent as well, and we miss her.
I remember Sherry. I used to use Sherry for my casting. Yep.
I know. She was my dear friend, right. And, you know, it's so sad. But, you know, in the meantime, you know, people would go to the Bahamas, and they mm-hmm. are always casting, and you have to have a passport. If you do a casting or you have one, can we have you call in for the casting minute as well? And then they can go through if you're looking for, you know, enormous amount of people for something?
Yeah, if I have, like, enough notification and that I can put a call out, absolutely. When I do a casting, and this is where trust and professionalism comes in, I have my own talent agency, but I believe in order to establish a good relationship with other, you know, because at the end of the day, we're all competing as agents. Is not being disrespectful or stealing from other agents. And I use a lot of the top agents when I cast for projects.
And, is that really networking? Networking.
The reason that the agents send their talent to me is because I don't feel their talent. When the talent comes to me, they have to put their agent's info. And I always contact the agent at all times. And that's how you establish a relationship, is respecting one another. And I think we can coexist if we just, try not to focus on stealing and backstabbing and just, help one another. If we helped one another, I think this would be such a way better acting community.
How about world?
Yes.
Oh, a world. Oh, yeah, for that matter. Absolutely. Absolutely. The reason I'm stressing this is because, we have so many bad things going on in terms of the industry for South Florida. All the incentives have been taken away thanks to the politicians. Mm-hmm. And everyone's now shooting Louisiana and Georgia. It's really sad. It really is. That's why I'm really optimistic because of the show that I've been, getting talent cast on for the Top Shotters is because, like I said, this is one of the few shows we have where we're casting supporting players, principal players. These are recurring roles. We're only on episode 2, and they're shooting 8 episodes.
Mm. Wow. I'm excited to have you a part of the show. I really am excited because this is the knowledge that people need to hear. And you have that knowledge. And you're helping the world. And, people from all over, they don't want to be taken. And Ellen Jacoby was just on a couple weeks ago, top casting director as well.
I love Ellen. She's a good friend of mine, too. Mm-hmm.
I know. And she said, Dawn, I'm coming to the station. But, people are paying thousands of dollars and they don't know where to go or who to trust. And I'm bringing the right people to the show. And that's what Hollywood Connections is all about. I have an idea for you. I have a lady on the phone. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Lisa, is she on? Okay, she's got to call back. Let me get her phone number back in a second. But we have a publisher that's calling back in a second. She's going to come on and talk about writing a book, and that's what you should do. I mean, I think that your history of how you started in this business, I would love to read your story.
Oh, thank you.
And so that's kind of interesting. So, what I'd like to find out also, can you give your phone number where people can get in touch with you and your Facebook? Actually, I just put your Facebook on Dawn Rees on Facebook here for everybody so they know who you are.
Right. Absolutely. I have two lines because sometimes it gets really chaotic here. So they can reach me at 786-543-5251. Or they can reach me at 954-430-2234. That's once again 786-543-5251 or 954-430-2234. Now, I know I've exhausted my friends on Facebook. I'm always at 5,000. But people can always go on my talent agency page. I always post castings there. And if I have any tips there for the talent, I put it on there. They can go to my page on Facebook under Thespis Rose Theater. And they will find, if they want, they like the page. And, they can always contact me if they want to sign up with me and have questions regarding the industry. I'm always gung-ho to help people. So,
well, Marty, since Sherry's not around anymore and she was my talent agent, I need a new agent. I sent out so much stuff. I'm in front of producers and people, and they're like, Dawn, who's your agent? I'm like, well, she was here, but she's kind of not here, but, she's not, in heaven now. But, I'd like to talk to you about that. I don't have to put you on the spot, but I'll send you everything what I'm doing. And I know Debbie's here. She was a reporter.
I was. Yes, I was. Not doing it anymore, but, always looking to find myself something new to do.
Right. And also we have Yvonne. Great. We have and I have Shock in the house. He has got all of these other art. Shock, come here real quick. You've got to say hello while he's coming in. And he is an amazing artist. He's got like 7 hours of shows here. Shock, this is a top talent agent and casting director. Say hi to Marty. Oh, no, that's Debbie. He's on the air.
Oh, what's up, Marty? How you doing?
Take my headsets. We're sharing today.
All right, how you doing today?
All right, I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Where are you at right now?
My office is in Pembroke Pines. That's it. But I have talent from all over South Florida.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. So what are you doing? What do you do with talent?
What do I do with talent? Let me see. I sacrifice them. No, I'm only kidding.
No deals with the devils.
I like to get them as much work as possible. Oh. I really do. As you were saying, Dawn, you know, I would be open to coming on once a week. And, you know, if you have a specific topic you would like me to tackle and have to South Florida talent call in, like maybe 1 week headshots, 1 week auditioning skills, 1 week. That would be fine. Whatever it takes to help South Florida, I'm for it. So.
Oh, and Shock is a talent himself, and he's a, talented artist, but he's got a lot of talent as well. So Shock, and you need an agent.
I do need an agent, but I have a whole bunch of guys that need agents that's getting played in the radio station, and we're getting them play all across the country. So Marty, I would love to talk to you if you're good at doing your job. I got some guys that would definitely put something in your pocket. All right.
Okay, great.
So listen,
you guys do acting too, right?
Yeah, I got comedians, I got actors, I got dancers, I got rappers, I got singers, I got a whole bunch.
Let me tell you, I need a whole bunch of actors because the season just started for, as I was explaining earlier, there's a series called Top Shotters, and I've become kind of like the right-hand person to the cast director. She's always like, you know, sometimes I'm working till like 12 midnight getting talent.
Top Shotters as in the movie Top Shotters?
The series based off the movie.
Off the Jamaican movie with the Marley brother, with the Marley son? Oh, you gotta put me on, bro.
Hey, actually, they allow kids to be in the play?
I don't think that's a kid's show.
Dang it. I'm just trying to get into everything I can.
All right.
I know that's right.
Oh, there you go.
That sounds like a great concept.
Good. So you're familiar. The first one was with the Kamani Marley, of course.
Yeah.
That was the movie. The movie did really well.
I know. I watched it.
So now this is the series. And I was explaining all the actors, like the principal players, supporting, extras is out of South Florida, which is a big change for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
A major change.
Okay.
Because even with all the other shows we've had in the past, and trust me, I've sent talent to all these other projects we had here in South Florida. Most of the actors always came out of L.A. or New York, and we always got under five or extras. That's all we got. But this is we're casting everyone out of South Florida for them.
That's amazing.
This is something we got to root for. We got to watch it when it comes out. We got to support South Florida actors.
Yes.
We got to bring them back to the map.
Yes.
Enough with L.A., enough with Georgia, enough with Louisiana, enough with Canada. There you go.
Yeah, I was just talking to Bird about that, he's saying that they didn't sign something so that you can't shoot as many movies down here or something like that in Florida. Is that true?
Well, because of Rick Scott, you know, I mean, that's a big problem. We want Rick Scott on the air with us because I have so many casting directors that really want to talk to him. And, you know, that's a problem. Our filming industry is left Florida.
You may need a referee.
Well, I see my guest is supposed to be on the air with me here. I got to call her. She has all the NFL players and the NBA players. So we got her referee.
Wow.
But no, Marty, we thank you so much for calling in. Shock, that's a real good connect for you.
Wait,
I'm going to hit you up through Facebook. My name is ISA Shock Harris. So if you see me, friend request me, and I'll inbox you. Me and you can talk, okay?
Yeah, look me up on my page, Thespis Rose Theater. I always read my messages. You can private message me. I'll reach out to you, and we could take it from there.
See, you're already getting talent, Marty.
Here we go. All right, we're definitely going to do that.
That's wonderful.
I look forward to talking to you, bro.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Marty, for calling. And I'll talk to you after the show here, and then we'll set something up once a week. We'll have callers call in and chat with you. I think that would be a great idea.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been an honor. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marty. God bless. And thank you for calling in. A top casting director, talent agent, South Florida, also working on some things in Tampa. Now, Peter, do we have our VIP caller on the air as well?
We have Lisa on the line.
Hi, Lisa. I was going to actually talk to you and, you know, have you hooked up with Marty. Do you know Marty? Lisa, are you there?
Yeah, she's here. Hold on.
Oh, good. She's live on the air. 2 FM, 3 AM.
Yeah, because I got a question for her on how to, like, write books and night.
Oh, yeah. She's coming on to talk about that. Okay, so, well, before Lisa comes on the air with us, I know we had a little hold because we had some fun here today. Are you, Ivana, are you having fun with this?
I'm having lots of fun. I always have fun with this.
I know. So you're going to send your photos over to Marty as well.
Now, you know what? He gave some very good advice, to, especially to Kevin.
Right.
That you need to go in and be on the set like an extra.
Yeah.
And that way you'll get to know what's going on in the movie industry.
Right.
And have an acting coach.
Well, that's why I tell people go to frontrunnercasting.com. We're going to hook you up with that and Crowdshot Casting. In the meantime, I'm going to give this beautiful lady, Debbie, to my left. And is Lisa on the air yet?
Lisa.
Is she there? Hello, you're live on the air. We're waiting for you.
Hi, Marco. Michelle Marco.
Oh, yes. Hi. Okay. We're waiting for you. This is a new publisher that Mr. Paul Murray told me about. But in the meantime, before we talk, I just want to give this, we're going to give you some wings. Come fly with us. That's
Thank
for you.
You. Oh, these are beautiful.
I know.
Thank you. A little bling for me today.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That means you're part of the team.
Yay.
And so tell everybody who you are. Mako?
Yes, Marco. Michelle Marco.
Yes, I'm
for the NBA and NFL players.
Right, and we were talking because we're super excited to have you live on the air with us, and because you are actually a publishing company for books. And I was saying, you know, it's really nice. I had a friend back in California that her parents wrote a book for their family. And my sister-in-law, ex-sister-in-law, of course, was still sister-in-law, she wrote a book called Max and Bear, you know, with another publishing company. And it's so great because people want to know how to write books or where to go. You know, and
especially how to get them published.
And right, here we have you. So can you explain how people can get in touch with you and say Hollywood Connections sent me?
Absolutely. Make sure they call us and tell them that Hollywood Connections sent them. Tell them to mention Don, the phenomenal Don.
Right. That's right. So give them your website and your phone number.
Our website is proplayerspublishing.com and our phone number 954-687-4705. 954-687-4705. Ask for Marco, publishing promotion for the NBA and NFL players.
Well, we're excited because we had talked, and we're going to have some NFL players call in and talk about the Be Cool, Stay in School segments. Some great advice to the youth and to our, you know, professional sports producer here as well. And you're going to help us with that. You're going to be a part of our show once a week.
Wonderful. Look forward to it.
And we want to start interviewing authors that actually you have published their books.
Thank you. We appreciate that indeed.
I know. Do you have a question, Calvin? Now, how old are you?
I'm 11 years old. And can you give me some advice on how to write a book? Because I'm writing, well, I'm not going to publish it, but I am writing like my own little like book. It's, like, about this guy that keeps on robbing places, and then he meets people along the way, and, he gets caught once, and then,
Well, you know what, Calvin, you know what? I got to tell you, and this is really important. There was just a robbery down the street from us. I was going to get, my husband's going to get a bottle of wine for us after the show. And I told him, just wait. I had a feeling. I said, hey, honey, stay home for another 15 minutes. I just want you home. And you know what? He said to me, Don, there was a robbery at the place that we always go to. Yes. And
so it was probably Calvin's guy.
Calvin.
No, not really.
But yeah, you know, we're talking about, you know, bringing that to existence, you know, pray every day.
Well,
you know? Yeah.
So what advice can you give him to write a book?
Yeah.
Well, another topic. You have to have passion for the topic and then write the end of the book first.
Say that again.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Say
so write the end of the book first.
That's interesting.
And then the only thing you're doing at that point is writing towards the end. You've already accomplished it by writing the end of the book. That's the easiest way to write a book.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think you encourage everybody to read the end of the book first, though, do you?
No. No, so I write. No, I think that's wonderful.
That's a really, really
that's
good
interesting.
Advice.
Very interesting.
Well, we're gonna talk again, and we're excited to have this published. Now, did you ever write a book yourself?
Yes, I have, and I am currently publishing two of my new books, Keep Your Insanity and Say How You Feel, is on our website. And then also, I have another book, our Pro Players, as a matter of fact. We are publishing their new book, Pro Players Against Bullying. And it will be available for a football season.
Very nice.
And Pro Players also, that event, our event is Pro Players Against Bullying, and their book is too.
I think that book is very important because I was watching television. Even the schools now, they all are talking about bullying, and they're having programs against it.
What is the premise of that book? Is it based on, you know, NFL players saying how they were bullied at some point, or?
It's basically about going against bullying.
Okay.
By youth that have been bullied, mm-hmm. and to their self-esteem. So. Basically, yes. NFL and NBA players have written this book. I, too, have written with them. And okay. my cousin is Albert Bentley. He is Hall of Fame Sports, University of Miami, former running back for Indianapolis Colts and Pittsburgh Steelers. Michael Urban is also my cousin. And so many more.
Oh. Well, we're excited because you're going to bring them to the station, and we're going to have you be our reporter, and we're going to talk about your book and so much more. We have 6 minutes left, and I have Laura in California, and we're going to talk about your book next week. Please call back, and I'll call you after the show. Alrighty?
We look forward to it.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Isn't that great? We have some more exciting news. Now, we have Laura. We have 7 minutes left, okay. And I know we kind of went over. And Laura, are you still on the air with us?
Yes, I am.
Well, Laura, I know we're going to bring this is going to be kind of interesting because, you know, Laura has a platform. Tell everybody your title. I love it.
My title is Mrs. California Show Business Reporter.
That's right. She's our new reporter in California.
Ooh, fancy.
2017. And, you know, Laura is going to bring the aspect of everyone has a platform. You right. know, some of the girls that we have anti-bullying. You know, there was somebody that just, a little boy in Jersey that just died. You know, he hung himself. And it's so sad.
Oh, I didn't know about
cute
that.
Cute little boy, you know, for bullying. And you have, she has a platform called for bipolar. And people don't know. And I was doing some research on this about the bipolar effect. And, you know, it's not, I was going to say, depression, because you sent back some things and you said, no, these stars have depression. So we have, from your point of view, Laura, give us a little bit about what, you know, what to look for if somebody has that bipolar, you know, aspects and they don't know what to do, or a family member.
Boy, you stumped me there because I did my whole thing this time on Hollywood people and presidents and foreign policymakers that have bipolar, but I can make that my platform next week to specifically tell you what to look for. But it's not specifically depression, and I know that people think that the people that have been depressed one day because they didn't get the A in school or whatever they thought that they were going to do is bipolar depression, and it's not. Bipolar depression is something within itself. I mean, it's a whole body disorder.
Is it stress or a chemical imbalance?
It's a chemical imbalance.
Chemical imbalance. Right. I work with people like that.
That's right, you do.
That's the type of work I do.
Right.
The bipolar means they could be one way at one moment, and chemically it could be changed to exactly the opposite. So
Are you talking like mean streaks or give an example? Okay.
You could be so happy
mm-hmm.
that you go, and I've done this myself, and I this is why I'm bipolar is my platform, because I am bipolar, and mm-hmm. I want to help others that are bipolar also. And I have got on the computer on Amazon and bought $700 worth of books before. That's mania. That's the manic part of bipolar disorder.
I hope they were a dollar.
it sounds to me.
Oh, God. You know how that goes. They're a dollar, but then the shipping and handling is a lot more than
Amazon Prime.
Yes.
But, you know, that's an important part because, you know, a lot of people don't know what to do. And I had a friend down in Denver one time, and I knew there was something going on. Mm-hmm. And I said to my husband, hey, there's something happening here. And we got in touch with the parents, and we realized it was perfect timing because people can go either way, what you're saying.
Yes.
And we really want to have people ask questions about that because you've done your research. Now, how many celebrities have had the bipolar? I know. What was that? Patty Duke.
Yes, Patty Duke. I've read both of her books.
Mm-hmm.
her wonderful book. I've got it right here next to me because I always refer to it because it's so wonderful. It was written in the 80s, but most of the stuff is, you know, is still pretty
still
current.
Yes.
It's called A Brilliant Madness.
Oh, that's
and living
great
with
title.
Manic Depressive Illness.
So how does somebody come out of that? I mean, what you know, we're going to talk about that more, really, I think, next week. Because especially in this society, people don't know how to balance their life. They don't. They have people pulling them this way and that way. And, you know, and I've seen it in show business. And you have other stars that have had this as well. That
oh, a lot.
And what are some other ones?
Some other ones are right now Demi Lovato. Jim Carrey.
Wow.
Robin Williams was.
Oh, yes.
Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher? Star Wars Carrie Fisher?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yes.
She's a big advocate.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
For bipolar disorder.
Well, maybe we can get some of these celebrities on and you can interview them. I would
love to.
I think that would be a good, you know, especially with the people that we have that I'm working with, to bring them on and ask questions. And I think that would be a good segment of the show. What do you think?
I think that would be perfect.
Awesome. Well,
and also it would show that even if you have this bipolar concept, you know, whatever's wrong with you, you can still do something great. You can still be an actress. You can still be a dancer.
Absolutely.
You can go on and have a normal.
Well, that's one of the things about bipolar is you happen to be very creative.
Yes.
And that's why so many creative people, such as, you know, actors and
musicians.
Presidential, Abraham Lincoln was bipolar.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Winston Churchill was bipolar. And Teddy Roosevelt,
were they diagnosed back that long ago?
I don't believe so. I think that they probably had to diagnose it later, but they
because of their actions.
Because of their actions, they pretty well know what to do. John Lennon was bipolar, they believe.
Interesting. Well, we're going to have some people write some questions and ask you, and we're doing some more research. I know it's so fast. I know I need another hour, it seems like. But, Laura, thank you so much for calling in.
Every time you ask for something, then you get it.
I know.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for taking time.
I'm looking forward to you coming back next week.
Just to educate people about that. You know,
thank you.
Needed.
I would love to.
Awesome, yes. Laura. We love you. Thank you so much in California, our Miss California Showbiz reporter.
Yes.
Now, also, too, is I do want to thank Rudy Gonzalez. I see him. He popped on Facebook. He's with Illusion Airways. I worked with him back in the days. So we're going to probably get him on. We also are working with Jim Warren. He's an artist that he's going to come on the air with us. You've seen him. He's actually, his artwork that he's done has been seen on album covers. And we have Andrew. He is a film director coming in the house next week and talking about The Gift of the Heart. So he may audition some talent as well. And we want to thank everybody. We have 1 minute. Thank you, Kelvin.
You're welcome. And can we have it seems 1 minute.
Hurry up. Okay. And then, yes, say hi. Bye. And then, Yvonne,
bye.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to say bye.
Bye. At HollywoodConnections.biz. Check us out.
Thank you, Debbie, for coming.
Oh, anytime. Yes. Anytime. Thanks a lot, guys.
Oh, one question. Do you have a vocal in the band?
Yes, actually, it is my husband, Ken
Jewell.
He's
the vocal.
Yes, he's the vocalist.
I wanted to ask that question.
Yep.
All right, and Peter, thank you. I hope you got a new agent today.
That'd be
thank
awesome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I hope I got a new agent. You got
Me
a new
too.
Agent.
Everybody gets an agent.
Everybody gets an agent.
His name is Marty, right?
Marty. That's right. All right, goodbye, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week.